Jacqueline's poem on April 1st, 1996. This subject interviews education system. My first question is, what is your date of birth?
6/14/64.
Okay, what is your parents' name?
Mr. and Mrs. James Dallas.
What is your spouse's name?
Mr. Wilbert Lowe Jr.
What is your educational background?
Well, of course, I completed high school. I have a BA in Business Administrative Systems, and I have a master's degree in business education.
Okay, what is your job?
I'm presently a family service coordinator.
How did you see your first degree in business?
Because as I was growing up, I always wanted to make a lot of money, and people used to say the way to make money is in the area of business. And so I said, well, I'm going to get something, a degree in the business realm.
Why did you go on to receive your master's degree, and how has it helped you individually receive a second degree?
Well, the reason I went into a different area for my master's degree is because I saw a need to be involved in helping people, and I love young children, so I decided to get a degree in business and education. And I also enjoy working in the field of business, so I wanted a combination of both, and that's why I decided to pursue a degree in business education.
Okay.
And also, I saw a need in the community, which was to provide a quality education to children. And it wasn't, like I said, necessarily about money, because the educational system is not about money. It's about caring and understanding young people.
What would you say the children like in a rural area?
I would say the children in the rural area don't have some of the things that kids have in a small metropolitan area. I would say they have somewhat of a handicap. Number one, I find a problem with transportation. Really, they don't have a lot of methods for traveling. A lot of families don't have cars. They cannot afford cars because of jobs there. They don't have a lot of jobs, a lot of companies. For instance, in Carrollton, Southwire helps the educational system, whereas in the area where I work, they don't have any companies to help bear some of the expense in the various school systems, and I find it to be a big handicap.
Technology, why do you feel about the computer area? Do you feel that if they had computers in this area, would this help advance them more?
Well, they have computers, but they don't have the advanced computers. Say for the school system, some of the other school systems, they have the state-of-the-art computers. And the rural area that I work in, they have some of the first computers of the 1990th century.
Okay. Would you say that most of the children live in a dual family home or a single parent home?
Most of the kids definitely live in a single parent home. Out of all the cases I deal with, and I deal with 48 cases, I would say only 20% of the families have in the home of a dual family background.
Okay. When you're visiting children's home, do you see the love, the encouragement that children need to excel?
No, not all times. Of course, you know, every home I go in, it's not going to be the same. A lot of the kids that I deal with live with grandparents or aunt. The parents are either on crack cocaine or they're unable to take care of their children. So basically, they live with grandparents. And those grandparents give as much care and love as possible, but it's not the care and love of a parent, that a parent can give a child. Because a lot of the grandparents are in their 80s, and they only can deal with, you know, the basics. They cannot help the child with homework because they didn't come from a background, educational background. So they have problems themselves. And they stress that point. So we really have to offer a lot of after-school programs.
Okay. Well, what is the real area like, such as a population, the economy, and the society?
Well, the population, the county that I work in, it's a big county. Economy, job-wise, is very poor. I would say it's only three big major businesses there. Most families commute to different areas, to other areas to find work. And it's very difficult without transportation.
Okay. But you said that that's, okay, would the self-esteem be, how do you think the self-esteem is high in this? Would the self-esteem be high, low, or medium, or do you think that's a lot of potential, or?
Among who?
Among the kids in the rural area.
I find it to be a mixture of both. Some kids have real high self-esteem and big aspects. They look forward to going to college. They look forward to becoming somebody, even though they live in low-income homes. They have somebody there in that home that's pushing them, saying, yeah, you can do it, even though you may not be where you need to be today. But if you keep striving and do well in your education, you can become somebody. But, you know, really the kid can't see where he or she is going at this point, but the parent keep enforcing that they can one day. And I've seen high school kids come back to the county, and I know one of the high school kids, she's a nurse now. She's an RN nurse. She went to school and received her degree, and she wanted to come back and give something back to the community. Once receiving a degree. And then you have your low self-esteem kids, especially those kids' parents that's on crack cocaine. They just there at school. They don't care. They just there. And I've seen kids high on crack at school, sent home. I've seen police come pick them up for being high and intoxicated. So you have your low self-esteem, and it really hurts the school system as a whole.
You see a lot of teenage pregnancy at school?
I would say not a lot. I see a lot of molestation among fathers and daughters at the school I work at. This past summer we had a young white female. She was molested by her father, and she had the baby over the summer, but it was her dad's baby. And the age range from, I say, starting at age 10 to age 15. And most of the time it's by older guys. A 15-year-old, 35-year-old.
Y'all have support group or support help?
Due to the amount of transportation that we have, groups are not plentiful. We don't have a lot of what you call so-called groups.
Well, you have also taught in public school setting and grew up in a public school. Can you compare, because that's the difference between city school and rural areas?
Well, of course, I feel like I had a lot more opportunities than the children in the rural area. I had an opportunity to be in band. It was just a lot more opportunities in a city school system than a rural school system. And also, I had transportation. And I was also blessed to be in a school that was state of the art. I feel like I learned a lot, and I had a lot that was offered to me. And I feel the kids in the rural area, they're doing basically the best that they can, but they're still going into a world that's looking for top notch, especially in the area of technology. I really worry about that, that aspect of education, since everything is going technology. And those kids are truly behind in the area of technology, even though they're looking to expand. But right now they are behind.
Do you think you can make a lot of difference at this school?
Yes, I've only been at the school for 2 years, and it takes time. To make change, it takes time, because everybody's not ready for change. I feel that I can offer some things that's not there, especially in the area of technology. Multimedia, number one. I feel like I can increase the scores in math and reading by incorporating activities on the computer and offering after-school programs within the community itself. But like I say, change take time, and everyone in the school system not ready for that change to be made yet. But I am striving. I have goals on how I'm going to go about pursuing that.
Okay, that's my next question. What goals would you like to accomplish?
The goals I would like to come, I would like to offer special programs, not only for the kids, but for the parents as well. In the area of, for parents, since I do teach parenting skills, I would like to expand my parenting skill classes and maybe take it to the home. I would like to teach the parents one-on-one, maybe how to effectively work with their children. Like I keep repeating again, transportation is a major problem. They cannot meet. We cannot have a so-called meeting place. 9 times out of 10, I have to take it to homes, and sometimes I'm rejected at homes. I've been in homes with no air, no heat, holes in the porch where I have to step over the hole to get to the door. A lot of times parents feel reluctant and they feel embarrassed about that situation. But I do find myself moving into that area of giving individual parenting classes and building parent self-esteem. Before a parent can actually build a child's self-esteem up, he or she must have a high self-esteem and feel good about him or herself. So that's one of my major areas. And then the area with the kids, I would like to... like I said, offer more computer classes. I don't know how I'm going to do that because a lot of times it's not something I can do, take computers with me to different homes. That maybe that's not something I can do. It's not computers. All computers are not, all of the portable computers don't have a lot of things I need on them. And also the charging time of a computer, a home, a portable computer. But I am looking for a way. I'm looking to learn how to write grants. That's one of my big goals. I'm looking to find out how to write grants, and try to find something for young people because they truly need it in this area. And I feel that the Lord sent me into this particular area.
Well, how do you feel as being a young administrator, and how do the older co-workers respect you?
Well, of course, like I said, change is another problem because I have different ideas than some of the my older co-workers. They tell me, well, this is not going to work, that's not going to work. And I said, well, why can't we just give it a try? And they said, we can't stand for any mistakes here at this school because since we're so far behind. But I said, but we're going to have to keep up with the time because of the kids' education. I mean, if they go into a job and they say, well, I only learned keyboarding and don't have any other exposure to word processing or other software programs, you know, they're going to look down on those children. But they respect me as, I guess I can say, as a person, but not so much as a leader, because they don't feel like I've had enough time. I've been in a long time. They're a lot older. They have more wisdom, which they do, and I do listen to older people. I have learned a lot. Like I said, I tell them that we can learn from each other, because I never have the wisdom that they have, you know, and I can't say that, but I may have some added inventive things. So, you know, we try to compromise, but then again, you know, as long as I let them feel like they're in charge, we kind of get along. But then again, you know, at times it get rough because I want to see the kids excel where they say, well, they're doing okay at this point, but they're not looking at the future.
Well, how do you feel about the pay that you receive at the school?
Oh, definitely. Teacher pay is very low. It's very, very low. Like I said at the beginning of the tape, I didn't go into the area because of the pay, because if I did, I would not be in education. Business triple what educators make. The pay, even if you get your master's, a 6-year, is still not comparable to what a kid coming out of college going into business makes. If you're up on all your programming or up on all your software skills, you can go into a business making $40,000 a year. Whereas with education, you barely make $20,000 going into your first year. And I think that's awful because in order for a person to gain business knowledge and concept, a teacher, you know, would have to be the one that has taught it to them. Some teacher, I won't say a public school teacher necessarily, but some teacher. And teachers are the lowest person on the totem pole to me. The lowest paid person on the totem pole.
Because you have to go in homes and it's real dangerous. Do you feel you deserve like a little bit more pay than someone who just stays in the classroom?
Well, I guess the person in the classroom would say because they feel like kids are worse off than, I don't want to say bad, but unmanageable, as opposed to years ago. They feel like they should get some supplemental pay as well because they're dealing with the child that's coming from the home environment. True enough, it is very dangerous going to some homes because I know I've been in many homes where I've seen cases of mama having a withdrawal from crack cocaine. I've seen fathers in the back screaming at mamas, saying, you know, you better not say this, you better not say that. So I've really seen some cases where it's like, yeah, should I not go in? And I have went to homes where I turned around, I just didn't go in, I sent defects because it was very dangerous. And back to the question, should I have more money? Well, I'm going to have to say, of course. Anybody going to say, yeah, you want more money.
Yeah.
I would like to have, you know, a couple more dollars. And maybe, you know, as years go on, people see the importance of education. And we must have education. Education is extremely important.